With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Efforts continue to find at least 160 people still known to be missing from the Texas floods.
At a news conference Tuesday, Lieutenant Colonel Ben Baker says his team is making sure first responders and officers have the support they need as they continue their search.
We process it the best we can. We have professionals in place, our crisis intervention team.
Officials are also trying to address concerns raised about alert systems and why more preparations weren't made ahead of the flooding. Kerr County Sheriff Larry Letha on Wednesday.
I believe those questions need to be answered to the family of the missed loved ones, to the public, you know, to the people that put me in this office.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Across the state border in New Mexico, another flash flood has claimed lives. A man, a four-year-old girl, and a seven-year-old boy were swept away from an RV park along the Rio Ruidoso as floodwaters raged through the area. The mayor, Lynn Crawford, said the river crested at least 5 feet over last year's record.
This is historic water levels that we experienced. The USGS, the United States Geological Survey, gauge at Hollywood. And the Ruidoso, Rio Ruidoso, crested at historical high of 20 feet. Last year during the historic flood, it was over 15 feet. So we're 5 feet over last year.
Dozens of homes were damaged. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he and President Trump are in lockstep in efforts to secure a hostage deal.
President Trump wants a deal, but not at any price. I want a deal, but not at any price. Israel has security requirements and other requirements, and we're working together to try to achieve it.
Netanyahu spoke on Capitol Hill. A strike that led to a trash pileup in Philadelphia appears to be over. Some 9,000 public sector union workers walked off the job 8 days ago. This is SRN News. Another school settles an anti-Semitism lawsuit.
Officials at Barnard College in New York have agreed to implement a list of measures called for by Jewish students on campus in the wake of pro-Palestinian protests that broke out on campuses across the nation in the wake of the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel. A growing number of colleges and universities are coming to such agreements in the face of accusations that they have ignored growing anti-Semitism within their ranks. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court clears the way for the state to institute a ban on so-called conversion therapy in a ruling that gives the governor more power over how state laws are enacted. Conversion therapy refers to the practice of licensed counselors helping a young person abandon the homosexual lifestyle. The court ruled that a legislative committee's rejection of a state agency rule that would ban the practice was unconstitutional. This is SRN News. More heat-related deaths in Europe.
Human-caused climate change is responsible for killing about 1,500 people in last week's European heat wave. The study by scientists at Imperial and the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine directly connects coal, oil, and natural gas use to people dying. They found that hundreds of people in 12 cities likely died from the heat in last...
An Israeli man's memoir about being held captive by terror group Hamas is set for U.S. release. Eli Sharabi's Hostage, originally written in Hebrew, has already become a bestseller in Israel. Harper Influence announced Tuesday that the English edition will be published on October 7th, marking the two-year anniversary of the 2023 terrorist attack. Sharabi, released in February, shares his horrifying experience at the hands of Hamas. More at SRNnews.com.